Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Burlington Stores, Inc., or BURL, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term retail investor looking to build wealth, you've likely come across this name in the off-price retail space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Burlington tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what could drive this stock for your portfolio over the long haul. Let's get into it. First, a quick snapshot of who Burlington Stores is for anyone who might need a refresher. Operating in the retail sector under the specialty retail industry, Burlington is a major player in the off-price market, offering discounted branded apparel, home goods, and more. With thousands of employees across the U.S., they've carved out a niche competing with other discount giants. Their business model focuses on delivering value to cost-conscious shoppers, and they've been a steady presence in the retail landscape for years. Now, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance before we dive into the meat of our analysis. Based on the latest data, Burlington has been making waves with their Q4 2024 earnings call, reporting a solid 6% increase in comparable store sales. That's a strong signal of consumer demand sticking around even in a tricky economic environment. Performance-wise, their stock has shown resilience over various timeframes, though I'll save the specifics for our SWOT breakdown. Let's just say they're holding their own in a competitive sector. So what's driving this, and what could trip them up? Let's unpack it all through our SWOT lens. Strengths. Solid financial performance. Burlington's latest earnings call for Q4 2024 highlighted a 6% bump in comparable store sales, which is a fantastic indicator of their ability to keep customers coming back. Their revenue and net income trends from recent income statements also show consistent growth, pointing to a business that's managing to grow even in a tough retail environment. Strong margins. Looking at key metrics, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers. This suggests they're not just selling a lot, but they're doing it efficiently, keeping more of that revenue as profit. Operational efficiency. The return on invested capital, ROIC, is another bright spot, reflecting how well they're using their resources to generate returns. For long-term investors, this kind of efficiency is a green flag for sustainable growth. Off-price model resilience. Their business model thrives on offering discounted branded goods, which tends to perform well even during economic downturns. Shoppers looking for deals flock to Burlington, giving them a bit of a buffer against broader market softness. Weaknesses. Debt load concerns. Let's not sugarcoat this. Burlington's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're generating cash, a heavy debt burden can limit flexibility, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if consumer spending takes a hit. This is something to watch closely. Limited dividend appeal. For those of you hunting for income plays, Burlington's dividend yield is negligible. If you're a long-term investor who loves those regular payouts, this might not be your cup of tea. Dependence on consumer trends. While their off-price model is a strength, it also ties them tightly to discretionary spending. If economic conditions worsen and consumers tighten their belts, Burlington could see slower growth in comparable sales, even with their discount focus. Opportunities. Expansion potential. Burlington's earnings call hinted at optimism for 2025, with plans to refine their store footprint and possibly expand into new markets. If they execute well, this could drive revenue growth over the next few years, especially if they tap into underserved regions. E-commerce growth. While not heavily detailed in the data, retail as a whole is shifting online, and Burlington has the chance to bolster their digital presence. If they invest smartly in e-commerce infrastructure, they could capture a bigger slice of the online discount shopper pie, a trend that's not slowing down anytime soon. Industry positioning. Compared to the broader specialty retail industry, Burlington's performance metrics suggest they're outperforming in certain timeframes. If they keep leveraging their value proposition, they could gain market share from weaker competitors struggling with higher costs or less appealing offerings. Economic recovery tailwinds. If the economy stabilizes or improves in the coming years, discretionary spending could rebound, and Burlington's model is well positioned to benefit from consumers looking for value without sacrificing brand appeal. Threats, competitive pressure. The off-price retail space isn't a solo game. Giants like TJX and Ross Stores are always lurking, and any misstep in pricing or inventory management could see Burlington lose ground. The industry data shows tight competition, and staying ahead requires constant innovation. Economic uncertainty. The Q4 2024 earnings call mentioned a cautiously optimistic outlook for 2025 due to external uncertainties. Inflation, interest rates, or a potential slowdown in consumer spending could hit their sales hard, especially since they cater to budget-conscious shoppers who might cut back first. Supply chain risks. Retail is heavily tied to global supply chains, and any disruptions, whether from geopolitical issues or logistics bottlenecks, could impact inventory and margins. While not directly mentioned in the data, it's an inherent risk for any player in this sector. Valuation concerns. Looking at their forward PE ratio, the market seems to be pricing in decent growth, but it's not exactly cheap compared to historical averages or industry benchmarks. If they don't meet those growth expectations, we could see some downward pressure on the stock in the short to medium term. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's talk valuation and long-term potential. Burlington's forward PE ratio suggests the market expects continued growth, but it's not at a bargain basement level. Pair that with strong free cash flow trends from their cash flow statements, and you've got a company that's generating cash to reinvest or pay down debt, though I'd like to see that debt-to-equity ratio come down over time. For long-term investors, the story here is about balancing their proven operational strengths with the risks of a competitive and uncertain economic landscape. Short-term, keep an eye on how they navigate consumer spending trends and whether they deliver on their 2025 outlook from the earnings call. Medium-term, watch for any e-commerce or expansion moves that could be game-changers. In conclusion, Burlington Stores, Inc. presents a compelling case for long-term retail investors who believe in the off-price model's staying power. They've got solid financials and a knack for efficiency, but the debt load and external economic risks mean this isn't a slam dunk. It's a stock worth monitoring closely, especially if you're building a diversified portfolio in the retail space. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Burlington? Drop your thoughts below, and let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our detailed SWOT breakdowns on the platform. See you in the next one.